The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. Consumers are more receptive to podcast advertising than TV advertisements, says a new study from media intelligence company Magna and Spotify. Of interest, 75% of respondents say they frequently re-listen to podcast episodes. Facebook appears to be turning on podcast support for some pages in preparation for a June 22 launch. The email sent to some podcast owners, which we reproduce today, links through to a special page to opt in and supply your RSS feed. Our page isn't yet enabled. Marco Arment, the developer of podcast app Overcast, has written a blog post accusing Apple of being dishonest, factually wrong, and extremely insulting. As its relationship with developers gets worse, Apple's relationship with podcasters isn't much better. The Washington Post has launched a new podcast, Please Go On, another that hasn't been able to launch on the Apple Podcasts platform on time, by the looks of things. Deezer has released some statistics about podcast consumption on the platform. Society and Culture was May's top genre worldwide. May 2020's was comedy. Deezer users in Germany and France consumed most podcasts. US listeners consumed least. We link to where to add yourself to Deezer and other podcast directories today. Podcasting's popular in Hong Kong too. Hashtag Impact Podcast has published over 150 shows so far and mentored other new podcasters who've entered the Hong Kong market recently. Blue Wire now has more than 160 podcasts. The founders talked to a sports website about the upcoming Blue Wire slate. Starburns Audio has also announced a new slate of audio projects following the sudden death of CEO Jason Smith in March. A tool to help marketers get the most out of their podcast content, Casted, has added a number of new product features. Lindsay Chepkemer, their CEO, was guest on the Podland podcast a few weeks ago. Podtrac's US Top 20 podcast for May 2021 has an unchanged top 10, apart from Dan Bongino rising one place to 10 of the US publisher list. iHeart remains number one. And podcast host Captivate showed off a preview of Captivate 2.0, which offers a number of additional features for the growth-orientated podcast host. I'm an advisor. And in podcast news, Kathy Doyle, the Vice President of Podcasting at Macmillan, is the latest guest on Insider Interviews with E.B. Moss. Macmillan is the only Big Five book publisher with its own podcast network. It's kind of a big deal. The Ron Burgundy podcast returns for a fourth season. Ron takes the vaccine on the show and shares details of a pandemic. It affects women. Called Pam. Straight up now, tell me, is it going to be me and you together? People in the 90s is a new super rad podcast focusing on a nostalgic look back at the stars and stories that defined a decade, dude. Elizabeth Hurley is in the launch episode. Paula Abdul pops up in episode 3, or is she caught in a hit and run? And Unresolved was launched yesterday, a new narrative podcast from Frontline, telling the story behind cold case murders dating back to the civil rights era. And that's the latest from our newsletter. For all the links, we're at podnews.net.